Terry Schiavo's parents, Bob and Mary Schindler, say their daughter is clinging to life, and they appealed on Monday to government officials at both the federal and state level to keep their daughter alive by intervening to reattach her feeding tube. Mr. Schindler spoke to supporters and journalists after visiting his daughter in her hospice on Monday.
She's emaciated, but she's responsive, and she's responding to me. And she's begging for help. We're begging for help. And she needs your help. She has amazing, amazing endurance.
Mr. Schindler said he believes morphine his daughter is receiving could hasten her death, prompting a rare response from hospice officials on Monday, who issued a statement saying their policy is to do nothing to either hasten or postpone natural death. The Schindlers have exhausted legal appeals at both the federal and state level to reattach their daughter's feeding tube. The tube was disconnected more than 11 days ago by Terry Schiavo's husband, Michael. Mr. Schiavo's physician, that his wife told him and others that she did not want to be kept alive by artificial means, has been consistently upheld by both federal and state courts. The Schindlers and their supporters believe that Florida Governor Jeb Bush has the legal power to place Terry Schiavo in protective custody. However, Governor Bush, speaking Monday, said while he would like to help the Schindlers, he cannot violate a court order that prohibits Florida state welfare officials from reattaching Terry Schiavo's feeding tube.
I've done what I can do. I can't do more than what the law allows me to do. That's just how the nature of, you described it perfectly, it's the nature of the 24/7 intensity that exists.
George Filos, the lawyer for Michael Schiavo, says his client is spending most of his time at his wife's hospice. Both Ms. Schiavo's parents and her husband are keeping a death vigil at Terry Schiavo's bedside, but they visit her at different times to avoid conflict. Mr. Filos told reporters he was surprised the case went on for more than a decade, but that he believes it was about a fundamental right of Americans to live and die as they choose.
I firmly believe in the right of individuals to make their own medical treatment choices, and that this is not an area where the state has an interest in being involved. And I certainly never expected this case would take as long as it did, but I had always felt that we'd be letting Terry down if we didn't carry it through and have her wishes carried out.
Terry Schiavo's parents say their daughter could recover some brain functions with therapy. They also say as a Roman Catholic she would have objected to having life support removed. Police have arrested a number of protesters over the past several days at the hospice where Terry Schiavo is spending her last days. Federal law enforcement authorities have detained several individuals who allegedly threatened the lives of Michael Schiavo and the Florida judge who ruled to have Terry Schiavo's feeding tube disconnected. Meanwhile, local authorities in Pinellas Park, Florida, have closed an elementary school this week that is near the hospice, saying they are worried about possible disturbances in the area. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Miami.